You know, we had Jenna Chaputis on last week. She had a great guest, great job. If you haven't heard it, I mean, I think the whole topic that she brought up is fascinating. I'm not going to even go into that now, but I always like to have her host the show when I'm gone. And I happened to be here, and I got a little bit of a rough start. I don't know what happened, but at least they started a new call, and that seemed to work well. But anyway, this is Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Today is December 9th, and I'm your host, Ingrid Castle. I am the director of Vaccination Liberation, which is a national grassroots association dedicated to providing information on vaccines and injections of all kinds. Anything big pharma and the medical profession wants to inject into you, you need to seriously question because this is clearly being censored and accurate information is being withheld from the public. So the only really informed choice, as our listeners should know, is complete avoidance and refusal. Our websites are vaccinetruth.com, vaccinetruth.com. .net, as our exemption page is mirrored, and our main website is vaclib.org. That's short for Vaccination Liberation. I do have a business website, humbleweed.net, and that's where I sell specific high-quality products to help people recover their health in this day and age of vaccines and chemicals and microwave radiation, you know, you name it. We're being poisoned like bugs. And so I really hope that people take their, you know, what they eat seriously. And, you know, it's really hard to avoid being poisoned on some level, which is why it's important to detox, you know, make sure your liver is in good working order and do blood purifiers, do things like SEACT, take sulfur, do iodine. You know, all the things I recommend, you know, I started making a blend for my granddaughter who has some niggling allergy stuff from the MMR shot she had at 4 years old that she should not have had. But it happened, and it's the only shot she had, but she had some injury from a prenatal ultrasound, so her immune system is weak, and so I've started making up another type of tea blend. It's a chaparral tea blend, and I find chaparral, you can find that under articles at humbleweed.net if you want to learn about chaparral. And dehebo, I have that, but I put this in the blend. Chaparral with some dehebo and red clover blossoms with a tad of cut and sifted stevia just to take the bitter edge off the chaparral. But of all the herbs, I have to admit, as blood purifiers, and there's plenty of them out there, even yarrow is a blood purifier, but chaparral is the strongest. It's like inner detergent. And I've shared this with a few people. I think it's even in my article. I had a roommate years ago who, he just had really bad body odor, and I was like, Holly, you need to do some blood purifiers. And I was a Nature Sunshine product distributor at the time, and we had a concentrated form of chaparral where, like, one capsule was equal to six. It was just, like, totally condensed. And I had him taking that, and he had to quit because apparently, I found out, he was a biker, and for a year of his life, he dropped hits of acid like every day. And so he was a truck mechanic, and he started hallucinating at work, and he couldn't focus because all of those, you know, inorganic compounds, which, you know, acid is, you know, by LSD, it might be, you know, a hallucinogen, but it's not an organic, natural substance. And that's true with all the drugs that you've taken, whether it's ibuprofen and aspirin, you know, those are, you know, coal tar-derived type drugs, but, you know, they have a whole bunch of them, you know, all kinds of drugs, and they tend to stay in your system. So I always tell people you got to be a little careful with Chaparral, because if you're taking those kind of drugs, they do start coming out, and you've got to reduce your intake radically or quit completely. So, you know, this is just true, but it's an amazing cancer cure, too. I had a friend who had leukemia, hairy cell leukemia, and he beat it with my blend. So he still takes it to this day just as a general, you know, detox tea. So anyway, with that said, I wanted to bring up, I had a friend, we have a chat room. Okay, let me just finish this. We do have a chat room, and that is immunizewisely.chatango.com. You can say chat and go also, but it's immunize wisely. You know, the wisely is stylized with a Z to match immunize. So, anyhow, we do post stuff in the chat room. And I posted a couple things I wanted to talk about. Now, last week, it was November 30th that this whistleblower in New Zealand came out. And it was pretty amazing. And they listed the video, you know, they called it an MOAR, Mother of All Revelations. And why it was so earth-shattering is New Zealand is a very small country. So it's, you know, maybe the size of Texas, you know, population-wise or whatever, you know, but it's a small country. So they have one person that's in charge of pretty much all their data and does. They have one of the best IT networks there. And this tier one database that had all the data, this is the one guy that was actually in charge of this data. And he went out and tried to, you know, hide who he was, but his face was there. And obviously they know who he is because he's the only one. So his name comes out to be Barry Young, but in the interview, he's Winston. And Liz Gunn is a journalist there. She has a huge background in politics and healthcare and all kinds of stuff. She's done all kinds of things. But anyhow, she interviews him, and I guess there are some people that think it might be fake. And I'm like, wow, I don't know how that interview, anyone that sees it can see that that's completely staged. She is a good interviewer. She is patient with him. He is nervous. He wants to start over again. He's never done this kind of whistleblowing or anything. And he's feeling, you know, that touch of God moment that this is, he has to do this. Even if he gets arrested and goes to jail, the truth has to come out. And he shows her all the data. It's on the screen. It's amazing. So this starts spreading all over. And then on Sunday, just last week, on the 3rd, I believe, yeah, it was the 3rd, she, without any makeup on, she's in her car, and she's, you know, sounding the alarm because he's been arrested, and his friend that encouraged him to come forward is also, well, their whole house is surrounded by cops, and then the next thing you know is they're being raided and they're arrested and hauled off, okay? But she just says their houses are being surrounded by police, and after she does this, apparently she is arrested. So they're all arrested, and there's updates. I put that in the chat room at a Rumble station. You can go to rumble.com/C/free NZ, Free New Zealand, and there's a politician on there with the New Zealand Loyalty Party, and he's short, less than 3 minutes, and he's just really upset with the state of affairs with the government. You know, they need to definitely come clean, and it's looking really ugly. This is somehow their database is top secret. The people aren't supposed to know that they're, one in four people died soon after the COVID injections. So I'm just going to read that a little bit. The number one country in the world with tier one database and the best IT network is in New Zealand with their national healthcare, government, and vaccine database. And that, he was that one person in charge. Barry, he shows that one in four people who took the vaccines are dying. He actually knew. He anticipated being arrested. Anyway, it's the exposure and truth is already hitting the World Wide Web in many countries, and people are interpreting it, doing subtitles, and they expected it to hit over a billion views by this weekend. So, they can't really, stop this. And then we have another one in this country, the Pentagon, who pushed vaccines now, has their own doctor stepping forward and saying heart failure among the military has spiked over 900% increase in soldiers. And this is from our military's own database and was exposed by Lieutenant Ted Macy. So the Pentagon data shows heart failure spiked, nearly 1,000% among pilots in 2022. And that was by a whistleblower. I mean, this is, tenfold, among pilots. So it's all coming out now that this was a genocidal jab in more mainstream circles. And this is really starting to crack the whole facade. And they're starting to panic because it all leads back to the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization. And, they're not going to be able to pull off another pandemic. So while everyone's freaking out about the WHO and the pandemic protocols, the whistleblowers are coming forward, and this is all going to put a kibosh, I believe, on the whole thing. So the other story, I do have actually an excellent guest tonight. It's going to be a fun show, but I'll keep it as a surprise. I wanted to mention, a lot of people think Real Raw News is bunk. Well, their latest article that came out yesterday, I happen to know this biolab in Hamilton, Montana. It's pretty close to me. It's just south of the liberal college town where University of Montana is and Missoula, Montana. So it's just, kind of a bedroom community south of the college town of Missoula. When they first put that biolab in, it's a National Institute of Health lab, there was a lot of protest. People did not want it there. They were freaked out. They knew they were playing with, weapons of mass destruction, these kind of weird, creepy germs and, trying to make them, gain a function. They knew, people had enough inside knowledge that they didn't want it there. But they put it there anyway, of course. And there's been people that didn't want it there that, have since, monitored the whole operation, even getting drones. And so they had video footage recently that was given to a Republican senator, unnamed, in the state. And he passed it on to the White Hat military. And it shows these clearly stupefied, drugged out, zombie looking, clearly homeless people being carted off a bus and taken inside the biolab and never seen from again. They never reemerged. Now, where did they come from? Well, that's a whole other thing. How many people realize that in San Francisco, ahead of Xi Jinping's visit from China to Gavin Newsom. They wanted to, you know, they're trying to, you know, beg money, you know, because our U.S. Treasury bonds are, you know, nobody wants the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is going down. I mean, talk about a banking crisis in the making. Are we going to have a Merry Christmas? I'm not really sure, frankly, because people are anticipating the 15th of December being the big bank one. And, yeah, everything's going tits up. So this it'll be interesting what happens, you know, at the end of this week, because that's what the big prediction is based on what's going on nationally. And, you know, the petrodollar is no longer. All the oil is being monetized in BRICS currencies, you know, gold-backed. And everyone's bailing on anything monetized in the U.S. dollar. So without the petrodollar, our money doesn't have any value really at all. And so it's not backed by anything. It means nothing. We can't borrow, beg, or steal from another country to, you know, service the loans and the bonds and, you know, all of it. You know, it's just like, oh, man. So that was kind of what that visit was about, clean up the streets. And it was reported that white vans were, you know, enclosed white vans with no windows, were literally getting these homeless people to get into the vans, that they're going to take them to a train station. That's what they were told. But the thing is it wasn't just the homeless people. There were people that were walking through that area were also forcibly put into these vans, because there's families that had relatives, you know, or, you know, sons, daughters, whatever, that were in that area, happened to be there on that day, and they never came home. They just disappeared. So it was all very creepy. There's several people reporting on it independently, but it's not really making the news. And that's what they're saying in this Real Raw News article. You can go to realrawnews.com. It's right there. Military raids, NIH biolab in Montana. And yeah, it's definitely creepy, some of these reports. So I would encourage you to actually read it, because it totally checks from what I know of people in the area and the people not wanting it and monitoring the place closely. It totally checks in my book. So whatever you think of that. So and there's a lot I could talk about. You know, health-wise, I just really encourage you to, you know, I mean, a lot of people have food storage. I mean, we don't have any shipping going on right now. Coming to this country, or our ports are basically empty. Farmers are all sounding the alarm that we're going to have food shortages. So you definitely should have some food storage, and it should be healthy food storage. A lot of the MREs are pretty gross, and, you know, just a lot of food storage companies, you know, it's not healthy food to me. I would certainly have an ability to make sprouts so that you have some, you know, concentrated food source. Sprouts are definitely living concentrated food. So, you know, even lentils, you can sprout those. And, you know, just to have things that you can eat and sustain yourself for several weeks or months, because this is, you know, it's predicted to be a dark winter for a reason, and it's all leading up to the absolute collapse of our financial system and trucks stopping and store shelves empty. So, you know, I'm not trying to be like, you know, gloom and doom here, but this is just the reality of what's unfolding. So I hope everyone pays attention. So my guest tonight that I'm introducing in a minute is Jose Antonio Jaremba. And right after this break, we're going to go ahead and bring him on. But he's an independent health researcher, author, inventor, and symmetrologist. And he's a very interesting man. You're going to love this show.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Charles de Gaulle once said, actually, it's difficult to envision in this regard any other criterion, any other standard than gold. Yes, gold, which does not change in nature, which can be made into either bars, ingots, or coins, which has no nationality, and which is considered in all places and all times the immutable and fiduciary value par excellence. So when the question is, why gold? It's simple, my friends. The answer to that question is simply, why not? Like it or not, precious metals will always be the world's reserve currency. Even though nations do not define their currency by their worth in, say, gold, individuals still buy gold and silver to protect themselves from inflation. The more money a nation's central bank pours into the economy, the less value its currency, the dollar is, which means the price of everything else rises. $21 up for a bag of dog food. Seeing that the dollar's cheap, that's why the cost of everything goes up. It's because the buying power, the value of the dollar has tanked. It's worth nothing. And the gold that your family would have owned in 1907 will buy at least the same amount of goods, if not far more. William McPhee once stated, it's extraordinary how many emotional storms one may weather in safety if one is ballasted with ever so little gold. The truth about money, gold versus cash in a crisis, gold, a valuable thing to store, the power of gold in times of crisis. Historical sketch of paper currency. Oh, and beware the ides of rare coin dealers. And Alan Greenspan's speech on gold and economic freedom. How interesting. I'm going to give you gold and silver in 5 easy lessons. Seeking out the most efficient and most secure route to owning gold and converting it into widely accepted currency is the next best thing to enjoying gold-backed currency, my friends. In a world of central bankers hell-bent on devaluing our savings, you need to own private gold standard. Contact me, Jeffrey Bennett at Kettle Moraine Limited, by calling our phone number at 602-799-8214. That's 602-799-8214.
We're trying to get a hold of my guest. It's kind of interesting. This is a guy that contacted me, you know, because of the vaccination issue, and he saw how children were being so screwed up by vaccines. And he, you know, has a fascinating background. But anyway, he's grew up in Portugal, and he off an island. Actually, there's an island off Portugal. You don't even, you know, when you're not from that area, you know, wow, there's an island off of Portugal. But he grew up there in nature and just had a wonderful childhood. And then when he was young, he ended up going to the UK, and he found himself working for a cruise ship. And he spent many, many years working for a cruise ship and observed a lot of people and their health problems and stuff. And then he developed his own health problems. And somehow he developed a method of healing that he was able to heal himself. And then he started healing other people. And he's not a doctor, but he started studying anatomy and physiology. And he felt like a lot of it was actually incorrect. And so he wrote a book called The Human Mold, Prevention from Origin. And he, you know, his whole thing is that we were made perfectly and things happen in this world and we need to, you know, align ourselves. That's why he calls himself a symmetrologist, which I thought was interesting. Anyway, he says he's visited 39 states. And he speaks English, Portuguese, and Spanish. And he has a little, he knows a little bit of French and Italian too. But he did acquire his American citizenship, and he has an office in McAllen, Texas. So, but yeah, you know, if he is still not answering, I don't know, because I went ahead when he says he's not answering. I was actually out doing a booth this afternoon. I mean, this is like a big, you know, the Christmas kind of, you know, fair kind of day. And so my friend wanted me to man a booth to get more people in our Empower movement group locally, you know. And so I did that for a little bit of time. And anyway, so I'm not sure what to say. It just didn't work out. It was more people were like into Christmas shopping, and it was like not the place for an information booth. And plus, I think I probably give more information they really want. You know, a lot of normies. The gal next to me had, you know, was a pro-vaxxer, you know, she lived through polio, and it's like, well, my mom did too. We have different interpretations of what really happened, right? So, you know, the programming, the mind control, yeah, that'll be my next guest, is really delving into the mind control of the masses, and there's many, all of us are subject to it to a degree, you know? So it's very interesting, you know, doing the layers of mind control we're all pretty much exposed to. So anyway, I do not have anything planned except for him. So, you know, we can certainly take callers. I'm serious. I mean, there's a plenty of things I can do, but I didn't really have like a backup plan per se. And, you know, of course, as usual, I'm behind because I have, you know, like a meeting tomorrow, and I'm actually involved in a lot of stuff locally. So if anyone feels like calling in and asking questions, we could certainly do a health show. That would be good, you know, frankly, because I deal with people's health problems a lot, and it's actually pretty simple, you know, if you know some basics. So we can talk about that kind of thing. So stay tuned. Listening to Immunize Wisely.
handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
My guest seems to be on the lurch. I have no idea. This is pretty bizarre because we connected, and had several conversations actually and emails back and forth, and he was totally excited about the show. And I said, well, I'm going to be, busy today and just be ready, but it's fine. Yeah. I mean, you just have to roll with what is. And like I said, there's always plenty to talk about. I'd be happy to answer people's questions. And we do have our first caller, my wonderful Jenna Chaputis. So welcome to the show, Jenna.
Hi, Ingrid. I'm really glad that I get to call in.
Well, yeah, we can do the show together. You can answer questions with me.
Well, so, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, it's when you know, I've done the show for a while, and I've had backup, you know, where I've, you know, oh, I don't have my guest, I'll just do this, you know, and then I don't today. But I have been helping a lot of people with their health, and, you know, I actually, just so you know, I finally made an appointment with this gal who wants to make my business really big, you know, like hire people and do all this stuff, because she had a niggly cough for like 7 months, and I said, do this, you know, and she's like so amazed at how she feels and how it fixed it and blah, blah, blah. And so she wants all her relatives to see me, and her relatives are like people, you know, Jenna, you know, they're taking drugs. They're mind controlled. They took the jab. They drink. They smoke. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean,
oh yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's like, where do you begin? I mean, you know, to me, the first step is you have to wake up from your slumber and at least start slowly quitting the bad habits and working on getting off the drugs and changing your diet. And you would agree with me, right, Jenna?
Absolutely. And yeah, the more that I talk to family, it's just like I'm throwing my hands up, because I'm like, you've still continued to take all these injections, and it's really just hard to see you in a downward spiral as far as like their thinking, their ability to just like process critically. But I did call with an issue that I've been having, and I'd love your input if that's okay.
Well, yeah, of course.
The psoas. Oh my gosh. And it was just when all the rain started here in Western Washington in early November, where all of a sudden everything just seized up and got real. And it could have just been all the moisture and cold coming on, or change of weather. I don't know. But exploring the psoas, because it's like mid-back, connected to the ribs, and it goes all the way down through the glute and the leg, and it's like,
right,
you can have a sciatica issue. And
right.
I've been experimenting with acupuncture, stretches, you know, and then we have a Theracane to just like work, you know, just keep rubbing out that big old knot, because they're all over the place. But I don't know if you're familiar with Remedy for psoas, because I even think Brian, he gets like a cramp in that psoas region, because it's just way down in there. So
right.
I don't know.
And it's kind of connected to the lower back, but it's more like the bottom of your spine, like the sacrum. Right?
Yes. Yeah. So like that's the culmination of the seizing pain. And I have been using the terahertz, which I did hear in one of those interviews with Todd Callender. Because I've been listening to a lot of Catherine Watt and Todd Callender, and going back through all these interviews, because Catherine Watt's now using, she found communitarian law, and I thought that was fascinating. But Todd Callender was referenced positive terahertz frequencies for healing from some vaccine injury. And I thought,
oh, wow,
he found that? And I was surprised, just, you know.
Right.
And it does give me immediate, because it warms up the area and it does feel
right.
Good. Yeah, I just wanted to mention
Have you done the alternate of ice and terahertz, and then ice and terahertz? You know, warm, warm.
No. Well, no. I do have a TDP lamp, too. You know, like one of those mineral heat lamps, those Chinese TDP
right.
lamps.
Yeah.
I did ice with that. I guess I've been just dealing with this all month. So I've been trying everything, but I guess I'm not consistent.
Have you ever done, I'm just curious, I want to know if you've ever done magnesium oil.
Yes, I bought a big bag of the flakes last year, and I had it in a jar, and it's actually just turning into the oil.
How is
it? And it could be all the moisture. We live in a, you know, in like a rainforest, and I have this big jar outside, and half of it is oil. So I've just been scooping it out and putting it in a spray bottle, and it's right near our bath outside. But yes, I love that stuff, and I do take concentrated seawater. Yeah, I guess I'm really deficient or something, but
thinking
that's a good tip.
It seems like you're doing, you know, a lot of really good things, and I'll have to admit, my daughter really started getting me in shape. Because I was really out of shape. You know, where I used to live, I couldn't get out of shape because we had stairs. I was going up and down the stairs all the time. And outside, and I would go on walks. And, you know, here, I feel like I just wanted to stay in my little cocoon, and there's not any stairs. So I found myself, I said, pitch a tent in the backyard for me, right? I had a hard time getting in and out of the tent. That's really embarrassing for me. So I said, I just want to hike the whole time. And by the end of the trip, I was like a champ. I could do anything, you know. But we did yoga, and that was really helpful. So I find the yoga stretches really, really important, you know, because, you know, you're stretching. I mean, I would just, you know, do a yoga class online, you know, just look for a yoga thing and just follow that, you know, and do those yoga postures, because that really stretches out your ligaments like nothing else, and you can't really get the sciatica if you're doing yoga.
Sure. Sounds good.
I mean, that's my biggest tip is, my daughter, she still drinks, so... If you can look at her YouTube channel, and she has this little short, The Alcoholic Yogi.
That is like, so funny. What's your YouTube channel?
Just Christy Castle. You can find it. I mean, she really makes fun of me at Thanksgiving. You know, she has a Thanksgiving one where, you know, she didn't do that in person. We had to go to her comedy show on Friday night after Thanksgiving, you know. She's just exploring different venues, different things, you know. So she's doing the comedy thing right now. She's not as funny as my granddaughter, I have to admit, but, you know, don't tell her that. She's getting better. She's getting better. But, you know, she's always been kind of a hypercritical type, you know. Anyway, it was fun. It was a really good trip. It definitely was a good trip. But, yeah, I would, you know, I'm just like, that was my big downfall. I said, I need exercise so bad, Christy. If you could just take me hiking the whole time we're there and, you know, make me, you know, do yoga and, you know, all that stuff. And it was really, really good. I couldn't believe, you know, how much better I felt just, at, you know, I had a little bit of sore muscles. I was pretty wiped out Friday. I came back in much better shape. Now it's maintaining that, you know, in the wintertime. So I'm doing my rebound air because, you know, it's too slippery outside to jog or, you know, and I'm not going to join a gym right away. So I'm just going to, you know, use the rebound air and do yoga in the house and, you know, things like that. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You got to do stretching. You got to do something.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to do, you know, because you're going to be cooped up with all the rain and the cold and all the moisture, and you're going to be inside a lot this winter. And you've got to get that, you've got to stretch your muscles. You just got to. I have a friend here. You just have to hear this. She has a sister that's a little bit older than me, and she goes to the gym all the time. And she says, she's always so amazed. My sister can jump up in the air and split her legs and bring them back together and land. And she's like, you know, 65, you know. And I'm like, wow. I mean, can you do that? You know, I don't think so. I can't.
No, I can't do that. But that's amazing. It's amazing. Right. We could set it as a goal.
Right, exactly. Well, that's the whole thing, you know. I mean, we used to be able to do so many things as children. And the reason we age so much is that we aren't, you know, using that that energy that we have as children to keep our bodies limber and active and, you know, involved. You know, using all of our limbs and stretching, you know, in awkward positions, you know.
You know, I have been also experimenting with oil of oregano and in like a carrier oil on my muscles.
Right. Uh-huh.
And that is somewhat new for me in the past like 5 years, having the time and like interest in experimenting with different essential oils and how they carry just through the skin and into the body. And it does feel good.
Really?
The oil of oregano on sore muscles, yes. Because I'm always hurting myself one way or another, so I'm always messing around with something. And that has been something that I've been trying before I go to bed on my lower back.
Wow.
And I had my aunt in Illinois, who is highly vaxxed and has issues with her feet. I sent her some, and she actually tried it, rubbing it on her feet when she had some sort of flu-like thing, and she got better pretty quick. And that was because the last time you were on, you were recommending, if you can't swallow the oil of oregano, try it on your feet, and she did. So
right.
I'm really glad for that tip.
Well,
that was really good.
It's amazing how much absorbs through your feet. I mean, Dr. Christopher, he did this whole thing, this cold sheet treatment, and he would put crushed garlic right on your feet. Well, it would burn your feet if putting fresh pressed garlic. So what he used as the carrier, this is how he put it in Vaseline. It's the only time he would ever use Vaseline, because the Vaseline is in, it won't absorb. But it'll keep the garlic from burning, and it'll push the garlic right into your system, and you'll taste garlic on your tongue. So there's a whole thing about the bottom of your feet, you know, with reflexology, but also absorbing toxins.
And garlic has tons of different minerals along with sulfur. But,
uh-huh.
I mean, there's zinc, selenium, you know,
right.
There's just a whole slew of different minerals in garlic.
Here I said
yep.
Absorbing toxins. Yes, it'll absorb toxins, so be careful where you walk. But it'll absorb the good stuff, too, the healing stuff. I meant to say that. Toxins, what are we talking about, good stuff? Or so, yeah. So, anyway, it looks like we're going to be guestless for a while. So, anyway, do you have – and there's so many good tips, like clay, for instance. So, you know, that was – you know, I had a huge toolbox that I thought was pretty complete until I heard about clay from Perrier. And I would never go anywhere without clay at this point, because I find clay really miraculous for so many issues. You know,
yes. Absolutely.
Yeah,
I use it every day, especially with my teeth and gums. Because
mm-hmm.
I've just gone through the ringer, but I think, you know, I have my habits down. And brushing above the gum line with like baking soda, salt, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. hydrogen peroxide 2 times, clean slate, and then from there a colloidal silver Dr. Harry's toothpaste, and then I just pack the clay in my gums when I go to bed. And because I had like 2 teeth that someone's like, one of these dentists is just like, those guys are, I could pull them right now. They are so loose. You have so much bone loss. And
right.
I'm like, no, give me a chance. So this has been a good 6 months, but it's been a lifetime of me clenching. And so I think it'll take time, but I believe that clay is doing the job. I'm getting the calcium in there. It's keeping it clean, clean, clean. And I think that is the reason for the loose teeth. Too much bacteria get up in the gums, and
right.
it separates from the teeth, and it just compounds. So,
are you doing a water irrigator, you know, like a hydro
yes.
floss? Okay,
yep.
good.
Yep.
I'm
spending like 15 minutes anytime I eat, because I really want to keep my teeth. So I did get a water pick. I do have the Sonicare. I do like that Dr. Harry's toothpaste. But
me too.
Really, all you do need is baking soda, salt, and the hydrogen peroxide. Make it into a little paste. And basically, you're just pressing it any way you can up above your gums. That's how
right.
you're cleaning it out. Because, you know how they, at the dentist, they measure the pockets. You know, some of my teeth were at a 9, you know, like barely hanging on.
Ooh.
And so that's where I'm focusing.
You know, white oak bark works really good too. But I like the clay because it's taking care of a lot of that deep-seated bacteria as well as the hydroflush. You want to get it so it's healing. You know, it's pulling the bacteria out and it's healing and able to regrow gum tissue, you know, tighten it. Everything back up. So
you sent me some white oak bark. I do really like it. I was even drinking it too, because in one of my books it was talking about all the other things. It's so astringent though. Prolonged use can cause constipation because it kind of sucks.
That's why I just do the powder. I just apply the powder directly. And I was thinking of mixing the clay with the powder. So stay tuned. You're listening to Immunize Wisely with Jenna and Ingrid.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
back. We have our first caller. We have Kathleen in Texas. Welcome to the show, Kathleen.
Hey, Ingrid and Jenna. First of all, I had a couple of questions, but then I would like to add something about the toothpaste. Whatever happened to Fred from Michigan?
He did pass. He did pass.
Right. Yeah.
He used to call in at Chris Hinckley's show, and I don't even know how long.
No. That's Fred. That was an older man, Fred.
Oh, that
from
was Fred in Iowa.
Iowa.
Oh, you mean a Wolverine Fred in Michigan?
Yes.
As of a couple months ago, our close friend JJ talked to him and said he didn't have a cell phone, but he was still alive, but without communications. Wolverine Fred, yes.
So he doesn't even have a landline?
Negative.
Really? Oh, too bad, because I enjoyed hearing him. If you're listening, oh, no, he can't listen. Well, he's in my prayers. you're sure he doesn't even have a landline?
That is correct.
Because I don't have a cell phone or internet and no TV or anything, which I don't want, but I still can call RBN and listen and call in.
Right. Yep.
Well, yep. Okay. Thank you.
And then a lot of other people, Kathleen. I mean, I know several people that are just like you that tune into RBN through their phones, and they were really bummed because the phone bridge wasn't working on the 6th, and I had a couple calls on that. But
right,
I'm glad to see it's working.
Yes, Mike, this is great. I'm so glad it's working. And then, if you get a chance and you're desperate for something to do, since your guest didn't show up, I would love it if you could read that article again from Weston A. Price Summer Journal that talked about the citric acid and something very negative about it, and it's in so many things. So, and then about the toothpaste, years ago I heard a lady interviewed that invented, in quotes, My Magic Mud. And so it was a combination of activated charcoal, calcium bentonite clay, and then she made some, that was her main thing, and then, shall I wait?
Yeah, go ahead, we'll just carry you on to the top of the hour, and that's okay. Okay, so stay tuned, you're listening to Immunize Wisely on the Republic Broadcasting Network, so stay tuned for the second hour.
People who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.